Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. We're in part 135 of How to Have God's Life Living in You. Every message I've ever done, and I've done thousands of them before, they all tell about how to have God's life living in them. And so one of the very last sign that the Lord's coming back to earth again, there's a couple of them, where there's a great falling away of the church, and we see that today. There's a lot of people that looks like they're Christians, but they're believing false doctrine. They're believing the propaganda that the Vatican is putting out, that you can still sin and don't believe the Bible and all this sort of stuff. You see it all over the place. But in chapter 24 of the book of Matthew, Jesus stated that when the gospel is being preached to the whole world, there's a lot of people preaching the gospel, but this is the real gospel that you're going to be hearing today. And at the end of the tape, you're going to be able to order a copy of this audio tape or a CD, and we have some letters to read to you and a real good message regarding the end times. So when you order, this is program 237, and it's free of charge, plus you're able to I want you to know that is the postage and handling is free of charge as well. Right now, let's go to the throne of the living God and ask the Lord to bless this service. Heavenly Father, we thank and praise your holy name because we are really able to communicate with you. And we, as Christians, are to, as it says in the book of Malachi, we're to communicate one to another, and that way we'll be able to discern who is of the Lord and who is not of the Lord, those that communicate often one to another. And you said that those of us that do that will be your jewels. And so therefore, Lord, I ask that you anoint this service because I know you want to communicate to everyone. Let it be your words coming from me by the Spirit, because no man can come unto you unless the Holy Spirit draws him. So just let me be an implement in your hand. Lord, take over my mouth. Do this that the world may be saved and that the church strengthened. In Jesus' name I pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
So there's only one right way, and that is the Lord's way. And you can't get around his word. It's so high you can't get over it. So low, you can't get under it. You have to just come in at the door, and the door is Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
The Bible says that he is the door to the kingdom of heaven. No man cometh unto the Father but by him. Okay, so let's play it. I sang it, and it's on record, and this is me singing So High.
Coming in the door.
praise the Lord. That's the way it is. There's only one way into the kingdom of heaven. There's no name given under heaven whereby we must be saved, but the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
So you can just junk everything else. That's another thing, too. Most of religions attack, and even the false prophets attack us. The Antichrist, the whole Antichrist movement is attacking us, but we, you know, the Lord says that these signs will follow those who believe, that we can call upon the Lord, and he will lay hands on people, and they'll be healed. We are able to command devils to be cast out of people, and the devils go out of them. And that's by the Spirit of God. Jesus called it the finger of God, which is the Spirit, the hand of God, that the devil is cast out of people. When the Lord Jesus Christ enters into your body, whether you've got one demon in you or a legion or several legions of devils in you, they all depart. And they will remain gone from you so long as you abide in the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And so this is why we're preaching. We must repent. The Lord does not allow sin to abide in heaven. And so anyone that has sin on their soul, in other words, they haven't repented. Repent means that you're going straight towards hell. And when the Lord brings a message to you that gets a hold on you, then you turn directly around and start heading towards heaven. That's repent. And you keep going towards heaven. You don't go to the left or the right. It's a straight and narrow path. There's only one way, and that's it. And it's a narrow way. So you're, you have to become narrow-minded. You have to put on the mind of Christ and just believe him and him only. And don't take propaganda from government or any satanic being on earth to follow. Read the Bible and see if those of us that are preaching the true word of God, if we're telling you the truth or not. Right? That's the thing to do. Now, we know that there's a lot of evil things going on in the world, and I'd like to ask you a question. Who is responsible for all the evil that's being done in the world? Do any of you know?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Well, Lydia, don't you know?
Yes.
Well, then why don't you say? Who?
The devil.
It is. Well, I was going to give you three guesses, and two of them don't count. Okay? Who do you say it is? You got three guesses.
Yeah.
The devil. Okay, that's right. You're all right. All right, so we do have some letters here, but I don't think we're going to have time for one. Another thing that the Lord says, one of the signs that follow those that believe is that we're able to raise the dead. And I have prayed over the dead, and they have raised up before. And another sign is that I can call to the Lord at any time that I want. And if it's raining, I can call on the Lord and he stops the rain. And if I want it to rain, I can call upon him and it will rain. Okay? And I can't do that in the natural. I've never been able to do that. But I can do that now. That proves that I'm of the Lord. If you can't do that, then you're not of the Lord. And you're not of the Lord. Okay, because if you're of the Lord, these signs will follow. And there isn't a day that goes by that people don't ask me to pray for them. And every time I do, they're healed unless the Lord tells me there's something wrong with them. Make them pray for themselves. And but every day there's people that want prayer and they're healed immediately. Okay, so that shows that's the sign you want to look for in people if you want to know that they're of the Lord or not. That's how you know. Okay, now, you have a letter, and where is it from?
From Nigeria.
Okay.
Dear Pastor Alamo, greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I cannot possibly thank you enough for the privilege you have granted me to serve under this great ministry of yours. May the Lord increase your greatness and comfort you on every side. May he continue to preserve and guide you unto the end. I wish to ask for your pardon for my failure to send you updates of my work since a short while now. It was due to the dirty blow that Satan gave me in the area of my accommodation. I hope the Lord will show me his mercy. From Upper Eweka Road, Onitsha, Anambra State, Nigeria, comes this testimony. I traveled there last weekend for distribution of your literature and met a woman in the market by the name of Godsey, who narrated how God granted her favor in her business after a long period of frustrating poor sales. She said on one of those days, after reading the newsletter we gave her, she perceived that Pastor Lama was a prosperous man and a man that enjoys great favor from the Lord. She said she was moved to call on the Lord, and in her prayer she said, "Let the Lord that prospers and blesses Pastor Tony Alamo do likewise to her." Consequently, she recorded more breakthrough in her business never before. Praise the Lord. Also, from Edgerton Road, Anambra State, Nigeria, comes a testimony from a poor woman who couldn't afford to pay the medical bills for the treatment of her daughter. After reading the testimony of Pastor Lamo's conversion, she was persuaded that God was with him and that God had anointed Pastor Tony in a very unique way. Hence, she took the literature and placed it on the sick child, asking the Lord, who called Pastor Lamo into the ministry, to visit and heal her daughter. It was a miracle to see the girl up on the next day, completely made whole by the power of God.
Remember, that happened with Liam Hamilton Bogey, who is the... was a friend of mine, and when I was in prison for the gospel, told me that Liam Hamilton wouldn't be able to live another day because he was losing 1 to 2 liters of blood every day. And so I went in, we were friends, and he wouldn't believe in Jesus because he's Jewish. And I said, "Look, if you want, I'll pray for you, but it be in the name of Jesus. Because there's no other prayer that will heal you than other than the prayer that I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Now, if you don't want me to, I'm not going to beg you to pray for you. But Bogey says you're going to die before morning. So if you want, I'll pray for you." And his back was towards me and it was facing the wall because he was grieving that he was going to die. Bogey was his room cellmate, and told him that Bogey was the doctor. And Bogey is the father of a very famous movie star, woman. And so he said, "Go ahead and pray for me." It's all right. Okay. So Father God, Holy Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, show this Jew that you really are the one and only God, and that you are the one and only person that can heal him. Show him, Lord, because he's lost. And if he receives this healing, if he believes, I know he believes me, but if he'll believe you and believe that I have a contact with you and I'm in touch with you all the time, the Lord heal him as a sign. Even if he doesn't believe, touch and heal him as a sign. He was up playing. He was up playing basketball the next day, and was walking all over the yard, very brisk and very happy. He was immediately healed, and that's what led Yogabitch to Bogey to the Lord. He accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, because he knew there was no way that he could be healed unless it was an act of God. And then Bogey asked me to please get him a Bible. And so I called over here at the office and told him to send a Bible to him and some literature. And he read it. And he recently died a born-again Christian. He was praising and thanking the Lord. He'd call over here all the time and praise and thank the Lord. Okay, what else does the letter say?
On Monday this week, I met a young man that shared a copy of the newsletter at a motor park, testifying how he was delivered from death when he took the newsletters and hit the steering of the vehicle in which they boarded when the driver raised alarm that the brakes had failed. There was about to be a head-on collision. While he undertook a dangerous overtaking, the young man said he remembered how Elisha took the mantle of Elijah and smote Jordan. He said when he took the newsletters, he saw it as the mantle on Elisha's hand, and that everything came to perfect control as soon as he smote the steering with the newsletters. He said he did exactly what Elisha did. He said, "Where is the God of Tony Alamo?" The Lord is good. I must bless God for the lots and lots of efforts to be a blessing to humanity through your official ministry website. I have been tremendously blessed going through various newsletters on the web pages and have never been the same. I have been inspired. I can't wait to tell more and more people about your newsletters and website. I am trusting the Lord to even download the inspirations for future seminars, which I will be conducting by the power of God. Serving under your commission has helped me to get into ministry without sweat, as I have access to so much the Lord has given to this generation through you. May the Lord continue to strengthen you richly. Lots of love from your son in the Lord, Pastor Harold.
Okay, so we know from the Word of God that Jesus cast this devil out, and he told these people there that saw it, he said, that he cast Satan out by the finger of God, which is the Holy Spirit. And he said, and if this is God listening to me and healing this man, casting the devil out, then no doubt the kingdom of heaven is at hand. All right? And so anybody that likes to think with their carnal mind, rather than to receive the things that the Lord is saying in his word, the problem is that you don't read the Bible enough to know, be able to tell the signs of a person that is of the Lord. And if you say that we're faking it, it's no doubt that this man wasn't faking it, and all the people that get saved every day, and people that are healed every day. All right?
Amen.
They've got marvelous testimonies, and we've got so many of them that we couldn't read them all. It's just there's not enough time on these programs to do that. We're receiving hundreds and hundreds of emails every day from people that want literature. So it's no mystery of where evil is coming from. These people here, even some young people, say, oh, it's coming from the devil. And the Bible says that the devil's seat is in Rome. And the smear campaigns are from the devil. They're coming from Rome. And they're financed by Rome. So they call the Vatican Mystery Babylon the Great. But it's only a mystery to those that are not born again of the Spirit and those that don't know the Bible. It is no mystery to me, but it's a mystery to those that are blind, spiritually blind. It is a mystery to them. And it's a mystery to them of those of us that are really endued with the power of God to be able to bring souls to the Lord, and those of us that are endued with the Spirit of God to be able to cast out devils, raise the dead, heal the sick and afflicted, heal the blind, and to do all the things that we do. But it's not a mystery to those that know the Bible. So the propaganda that's going on today, what it does is it creates in the minds of the public artificial values. Everything that you people out there are believing is artificial. Okay, so Sharon, let's go and read now.
God commands us to do everything in decency and in order. He designed the universe, the kingdom of heaven. He designed the world and the universe in a very orderly manner. However, it was totally interrupted by what Adam and Eve did in the garden by disobeying his order, his rules, his regulations.
Well, why did they disobey it, though? Because they received propaganda from Satan against God. Amen?
Amen.
That's all that was. God told them, don't touch that tree, don't eat from it. And Satan came and says, God is just telling you that because he knows God is a con artist. So he's coming in with propaganda. He laughs at you people, the angels in the kingdom of heaven, when they worship him. He's a cult leader. Satan is using the very same tactics on earth today and for centuries, ever since the beginning of time, as he did in the kingdom of heaven. You're not going to die. He's saying the same thing today. You're not going to go to hell. You already know that you have to die because you can see all the graveyards. Amen?
Amen.
So he's doing that. And that's exactly what the people, the Vatican, which is Satan's seat, and they run the world government. They must propagandize the public of the world because they depend upon the propagandists for the success of their evil efforts, their evil plans. That's exactly what Satan did in the Garden of Eden. And now all of us have to die because he propagandized. Satan propagandized Eve. She believed it and became Satan's first evangelist. She went to her husband and said, "My eyes are opened. I know so much more now. I know all kinds of evil." And you people out there, if you keep surfing the websites, you're going to see all kinds of evil things. I've been told I don't even know how to turn a computer on. But you're going to see all kinds of sicky, evil things because people tell me some of the stuff that's on there when I'm just dealing with people out in the world. And you're going to start believing it because it's all propaganda. All of it, in other words, words that are lies, words that demoralize you and degenerate you. And they even have pictures to help you do this. And the Lord tells you to flee the very appearance of evil. But you don't believe that because Satan says, "Oh, come on. God's not going to send your soul to hell just for thinking about stuff." God said that we're going to be judged for every thought, and we're going to be judged by every idle word. And so the propagandists out there, you're going to have to answer for a lot of stuff. Some of you, I believe, I don't want to judge you, but by the word of God. You hear these false teachers and preachers saying, "We're not to judge anybody." The Bible says that we can judge all things if we use God's word for judging. Amen?
Amen.
So God has put everything in decency and order, and he's also lined up the word of God in decency and order to where you can see how to live your life orderly and decently. And it certainly isn't by doing the things that people are doing. The book of Ezekiel tells us that we're to, he says for us, Ezekiel, to go and tell the people of the sins that they're sinning. I wasn't going to read from Ezekiel today, but I really want to because he tells you, get to chapter 1. Let's just hear a little bit of it. Hurry, we don't have much time here. If it's 1 hour, I could. I would that I had a 5-hour or 6-hour or a 10-hour, 12-hour segment. I could just talk all day long about the Bible. Start reading chapter 1.
"Now it came to pass in the 30th year, in the 4th month, in the 5th day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river of Chebar, that the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God. In the 5th day of the month, which was the 5th year of King Jehoiakim's captivity, the word of the Lord came expressly unto Ezekiel, the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans."
Right, his family was like the order of priests, and he was a priest. Then go ahead.
"By the river Chebar, and the hand of the Lord was there upon him."
A Jewish priest. There's no such thing of Catholic priests. I'll say, this is why people get so angry at me, is because I tell the truth. Okay, then what?
"And I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud, and a fire enfolding itself, and a brightness was about it, and out of the midst thereof, as the color of amber, out of the midst of the fire."
Okay, I've decided to go to chapter 18.
Okay.
verse 1.
The word of the Lord came unto me again, saying, What mean ye that ye use this proverb concerning the land of Israel, saying, The fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge? As I live, saith the Lord God, ye shall not have occasion any more to use this proverb in Israel. Behold, all souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die.
Okay, the soul that sins is going to die. And so how is it that people think that if you sin, you're going to be able to get into the kingdom of heaven? In the Old Testament, it says, if you sin, you're going to go to hell. You're going to go to the lake of fire. In the New Testament, it says the same thing. It doesn't contradict. God's word doesn't contradict itself. Yeah, the Bible says that the law of sacrifices is over, of burnt offerings, but then we must be the sacrifice. Because Jesus paid the price for us, and now we, if we want to get into the kingdom of heaven, we must deny ourselves daily, then take up the cross and follow him daily. We have to renew ourselves, be baptized again and again every day in order to make it into the kingdom of heaven. So go ahead, read some more.
But if a man be just and do that which is lawful and right, and hath not eaten upon the mountains, neither hath lifted up his eyes to the idols of the house of Israel, neither hath defiled his neighbor's wife, neither hath come near to a menstruous woman, and hath not oppressed any, but hath restored to the debtor his pledge, hath spoiled none by violence, hath given his bread to the hungry, and hath covered the naked with a garment. He that hath not given forth upon usury, neither hath taken any increase, but hath withdrawn his hand from iniquity.
Bringing false accusations, which I call propaganda, against the Jews for no reason at all, to kill 6 million Jews, these words are like bombs. They can kill, have people killed. And so that is iniquity. And this will cause you to have a very unfavorable judgment on Judgment Day, and you're going to be racked up very badly on this earth by the Lord, because the Lord is, in the 11th chapter of the book of Revelation, it tells us to put the unruly ones out. He says to John, he said, take a measuring stick and measure the people. And the measuring stick is actually the Bible. Because we can measure, that is, we can judge everything by God's word. That's why it says to judge ourselves, to see if we're doing anything wrong. Because God's not going to pull a new rule book out on us when we get into heaven, or when we stand before the judgment bar or the mercy seat of Christ. This same Bible will be judged by, so it's best for us to now judge ourselves by the things that we read in the Bible, and then to reprove and rebuke people. How could we reprove and rebuke anyone if we didn't judge from the Bible the things that they're doing that are evil? So we will judge the entire world. The Bible states that we shall judge the very angels. We will judge angels. All right, so keep going.
Hath executed true judgment between man and man.
This is true judgment. I'm not about to send my soul to hell after being in the ministry for 42 years by telling, it says right there that we have to execute judgment. We have to judge. Amen?
Amen.
How could we not judge and then follow that order? And the Apostle Paul stated that we can judge all things, that we ourselves are to judge, and that we're going to judge the angels. But we don't do it with our own judgment. These people out in the world, these propagandists, are judging us, or they're making up stories about it. They're very methodical, and they're doing it on purpose. They don't know me. They don't know many other Christians. They didn't know Koresh, David Koresh. They just were ordered to go there and kill them. I remember how they were bringing propaganda against me a few years ago because of the fact I wear shades, dark glasses, because I've got glaucoma. They put a picture of Jim Jones and then myself and then a picture of some evil person next to me. So to reverse the propaganda, I put a picture of myself and then Ray Charles with his glasses on, his dark glasses, and then a little, what's his name, the black singer? Yeah, Stevie Wonder. And I put all those guys and several others up there to just, and I passed that out. So they failed with that one. That destroyed their propaganda on me there. They think that because you wear, because the public has been programmed, you know, they'd always tell when I had to go to court on hundreds of different occasions on false charges, they say, don't wear those shades in there because people have been propagandized or programmed to believe that anyone that wears shades is sinister. They want to look at your eyes. And I said, well, my eyes are not so beautiful. I've had several operations on them, and I wouldn't really, I think it'd be better off with that. Anyway, I put on a pair of clear glasses and went in there. But what a phony thing to have to do. And the judges are also part of this whole propaganda regime. They wouldn't let anybody come in and tell of the good works that I've done. They said, if you start telling the good works that you're doing, we're going to bring in all these people that are going to tell all these stories about you. And I said, but I didn't. But yeah, and my attorney says, yeah, but they'll believe them. The jury is, they're not that bright. So they won't let you defend yourself in the courtrooms. And if you mention the word God, they can have you sent to jail for that. They say, if you mention the word of God, I'm going to cite you for contempt of court, they say to people. I said, well, you could just cite me right now because I'm going to do it. And I won every one of those cases because they were all false. Same thing with the Internal Revenue Service, but they just split hairs and bring in all. They let people out of prison if they would testify falsely against me. I was married to Birgitta Gyllenhammar, who was the Princess of Sweden. And we were divorced because I won her to the Lord, prayed her through, led her to the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And then after that, she did really good for about 6 months, and she was going to church. And then she began wanting to go over to Bo Svensson's house, this man from Sweden is an actor. And then she wanted me to go to this place called Touch, and she didn't want me to go to church. And I said, look, you're an idiot. I'm the pastor of that church. I said, you've lost, you're just lost. She says, well, I'm not going to be married to you if you're going to go to church. She also is the heiress of the Volvo Automobile Company, and she's like a billionaire. And so her attorney says, well, we'll give you the divorce, Tony, because she won it. But if you'll sign a statement that you don't want any of her money, I says, I'll gladly, I don't want her money. So I own a Beatles album worth over $100 million. And I have not sold that because I want people to know that I'm not in the gospel for money. I'm not in the gospel field for money. So anyway, keep going here. There's just so many stories that are told. And I passed up, from what I heard, is that I could have got $500 million. That if I would have sued her, then get a battery of slick attorneys and go in there. But she knows very good and well she never got one penny. Well, they had her. They threatened her, said they're going to send her back to Sweden and take her two dress shops away and her house that she purchased from Les Brown, the band of renown, the orchestra leader, beautiful home. They're going to take that away from her and send her back to Sweden and take both of her dress shops away if she didn't testify falsely against me in the courtroom. And that's how they got me in prison. They let another man out of prison if he would testify falsely against me. And there was this one thing after the other, and I explained that to the judge, and he said, are you finished? And I said, yes. And I said, you've already pre-planned what you're going to do. This is a stinking railroad job from the beginning. So go ahead and tell me, I'm throwing the book at you. I give you 6 years in prison. And my little boy was born while I was in there. And I wanted so bad to be with him. and my wife, my one wife, and I had to go to prison. I was in there 4 years, and while I was in there, the guards gave me a hard time, the warden, and the press, and some of the inmates, but I gave them, I told them the gospel, and hundreds and hundreds of people were saved in prison because I was there. I never complained. Okay? So, propaganda got me into prison. She sat in that place. We didn't even have $40,000 a month at that time to pay for the ministry. We weren't rich at all. We were maybe taking in $20,000 a month, and that was because everybody was working. And I was using every bit of ingenuity that I had to make ends meet. And she sat in the courtroom and says that I was giving her $40,000 a month. And so I told my attorney, ask her if she paid income tax on it, because we're in a tax court. And so he stood up and said, did she pay taxes on the $40,000, Bigita? Did you, Bigita? And the judge says, you don't have to answer that. She was paid to go in there and propagandize the jury. And the jury fell for it. Well, I always say, everything is of the Lord. So I figured, Lord, if I go, I go. That's it. I'll just make the best of it, and I'll just witness while I'm in there. I'll teach the devil a lesson. They took all of our properties. They took it. And I put a sign in the window of the Alamo of Nashville, which was the number one clothing store in the country. I put a big sign in there. The Lord gave, and the Lord took it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And the Tennessean, the newspaper in Nashville, put that in their paper right on the front page. Okay, let's go with Ezekiel.
Hath executed true judgment between man and man.
Yeah, that wasn't true judgment, was it?
No.
No, but we have true judgment, and the Lord says that we are to judge. That right there. Amen?
Amen.
We have to execute true judgment. I mean, the only judgment that is true is the Word of God. Amen?
Amen.
So there's nothing wrong with telling people, these false teachers on TV, they say, who are these people that judge us and judge you people out there? They're of the devil. In other words, we're of the devil. Those kind of people that say that we're of the devil, when it's the Spirit of God, the incarnation, the continuation of the Lord's incarnation in us, and saying that we're of the devil, but according to the Lord, he says, you're endangering yourself because you're calling that which is in us the devil. And that's blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, Jesus said. And there's no forgiveness for that here in this world or in the world to come. And anybody that's bringing false accusations against us or saying that the Bible is wrong, and saying that the Bible is wrong by approving homosexuality. So if you're going to come against someone in this world, why don't you come against those that the Lord said are the devil? Amen?
Amen.
Instead of coming against his people. All right, keep going, Sharon.
Hath walked in my statutes and hath kept my judgments.
Okay, read the line before that.
Hath executed true judgment between man and man.
Again, he says that you have to execute true judgment. In other words, you have to show what the judgment of the Lord is going to be when you get there. You have to show. And these people that say these things about me, they're bringing accusations against Moses, David, Gideon, and a bunch of other people that actually did that. Amen?
Amen.
Would there be something wrong with Moses? David committed adultery But the Lord never said anything about any other thing that he did wrong. He did adultery and murder. But Gideon, there was nothing that was said bad about him, was there?
No.
Or any of the others, the hundreds of others. It's not condemned in the Bible. But homosexuality is. Amen?
Amen.
So why don't these people come against the homosexuals? Why don't they come against the beast, the Antichrist regime? It's because they're part of it. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Hath walked in my statutes and hath kept my judgments to deal truly.
How do we know to keep his judgments if his judgments are not clear in the Bible? Are his judgments clear?
Yes.
Well, then what's wrong with us telling people what his judgments are? But the people that are false prophets in the world are saying that to tell people what God's judgments are is wrong and evil, and that we're fanatics. And people say that they're Christians, and but really they're the synagogue of Satan. The Lord said he's going to cause them to worship eventually. He's going to have them kneel down before us. Now, why before us? I don't know, because I don't consider myself special, really. I just am a person that was never a believer in God or Jesus, and the Lord came and got me and told me to do this. Now, when I was running around with everything that had a skirt on it before I got saved, nobody condemned me for that, huh? But now, when I don't have hundreds of females, and I'm going according to God's judgments, now they're judging me and calling me a crazed maniac and all this sort of stuff. Huh? Isn't that sort of strange? And what about Mr. Clinton? We have tapes in here where his people that were on his staff were saying that he would send them out all over town to get females for him, and that he has a black son that he doesn't support. You know, if they want to start throwing rotten eggs at people, they better, if they don't want that to happen, they better keep their mouth shut. Amen?
Amen.
Because we have all the data on them here, and it's all available on the internet for you just as well as it is us. You say, well, you're not to judge. Well, then stop judging us. And also another thing, too, they're saying, the propagandists say that there's a separation between church and state. Now, we're not able to interfere or put the Bible in the courthouses and all these places. Well, then, if there's a separation between church and state, then why did you people come busting into our properties and take all of them and say that it's because we didn't pay taxes? If you're a separate entity from government, then why should we pay for government? Amen. We do, but now they say that we cannot get our literature of God's word into the government, and yet they keep sending rules and regulations of the government into us. Why? If there's a separation between church and state. Amen.
Amen.
So you people are the biggest hypocrites, the biggest devils that have ever lived on the face of this earth. You're demonic. And you've closed churches one after the other. And you hire people like the ACLU and other people to, in an attempt to destroy Christianity in the country. And we know who's calling the shots. And you, Mr. Bush does. He's built shrines in Washington, D.C. to the Pope and the Vatican. Roman Catholicism. Okay, then what?
Hath walked in my statutes and hath kept my judgments.
Are these people walking in the Lord's statutes?
Mm-hmm.
Then who are they to judge? They're the ones that are judging. Amen?
Amen.
And they're not using God's word to judge, because they allow homosexuality. If they were using God's word, they would not allow it. And they allow fornication and adultery and lesbianism. So they're not of the Lord. They're not using his judgments at all, are they?
No.
Pity Amen?
Amen.
Isn't that sick? And they attempt to tell us what's of the Lord. And they say that they're the Lord's authorities. They make new Bibles saying that. But the Bible states that God's authorities are those that are the ministers, those that minister the Word of God. So that leaves you people out. The Bible says that you're the Antichrist, all you people. You're Antichrist, anti-God, which Christ is God, anti the Bible, the Word of God, which is Christ, and anti-Christians, in whom Christ lives with his Father by the Spirit. So why don't you people back off before God destroys you? Now, I'm not making up my own judgment. I'm telling you what the Lord says. The Lord said he's going to destroy you, and he's warning the people. He's telling Ezekiel to tell the people that he's going to destroy them. And he tells Ezekiel that if he doesn't tell them, he'll destroy Ezekiel. Amen?
Amen.
And he'll destroy me if I don't tell you. And really, I'm not saying these things. I mean, I'm praying that Clinton gets saved and Bush and all these people. And all these evil people that have been blowing up the buildings here in the United States and pose as U.S. Government agents. I'm praying for you people because you're sick with sin. You're filthy because you're sin. There's sin all over your soul. And God says here that he will not allow sin to abide heaven. He will not. Okay, then what?
Have kept my judgments to deal truly. He is just. He shall surely live, saith the Lord God.
Okay, yeah. So we're going to live because we use God's judgment to tell you what's happening. Then what?
If he beget a son that is a robber, a shedder of blood, and that doeth the life to any one of these things.
Well, the government is a robber. The Vatican government that has infiltrated here, they took all of our properties away and kicked all of our people out on the streets. And threw me in jail. Then in prison. So they're robbers, okay? And there's blood on your hands because you've murdered millions of people, you people. Go ahead.
And that doeth not any of those duties, but even hath eaten upon the mountains and defiled his neighbor's wife.
Okay, you people commit adultery with other people's wives. Then you turn around and say that I do. I wouldn't do that for all the money in the world. Because I know I'd go to hell for it. But you people don't believe in heaven or hell. You've bought the Antichrist doctrine that you're of the Lord. If you were of the Lord, you'd match up with the Word of God. You'd be doing what the Lord commands you to do. Because God's judgment is going to fall on you, and it's falling on you. It's already on you. It's already on you, the Lord tells me. Then what?
Hath oppressed the poor and needy, has spoiled...
You've oppressed the poor and needy. We're taking what little funds we have, which is, thousands of dollars still, to feed the poor and needy. I mean, the just dirt poor people in Africa, India, Philippines, all over the world, and here in the United States. And so you are paying... farmers to not grow things. Why don't you pay them, if you're of the Lord, why don't you pay them and feed these people so that you could be blessed by the Lord? Now, I'm not condemning you. You're already condemned according to God's judgment. I'm not condemning you. I'm telling you what the Word of God says. These are the Lord's judgments. They're not mine. Okay, so start paying farmers to grow things and start sending them over. Those people are drinking sewer water, you bunch of devils. They're cooking their stuff in like water that there's dung in. You're oppressing the poor. Okay, then what?
Have spoiled by violence.
You have spoiled by violence. You've blown people to bits. You've vaporized them with your atomic war power. You've murdered. Then what?
Hath not restored the pledge, and hath lifted up his eyes to the idols, hath committed abomination.
Yeah, you worshiping Rome, that devil over there in the entire Antichrist regime, and you're worshiping, and you wouldn't, one of the marshals, I told him, Oh, he was just bragging. There were several of them there talking in front of me, thinking that they're really tormenting me, saying, we're going to the circus today, or the fair, or some stupid thing. And finally, it got my gall too bad, and I says, I wouldn't be in your boots for all the money in the world. And the guy put his hand on his pistol, and his, he says, why not? I said, I'm on this side of the bars and not on your side. What are you going to do, shoot me or something? Because I'm telling you, I'm not interested in fairs and circuses and things like that. I'm interested in making a stand for the Lord. Okay, read some more. Our time is up. We read one or two more lines.
Hath given forth upon usury and hath taken increase. Shall he then live? He shall not live. He hath done all these abominations. He shall surely die.
Okay, so you people that do these things, you're going to die. That's why I say the judgment is already on you. Okay? I'm not talking through my hat like you people do. The time is up. Now, why don't you people out there repent and believe the gospel? Ask the Lord to come into your heart by saying this prayer right now. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy on my soul, a sinner. I believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open up the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all of my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. All that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, you said. Therefore, I know you've heard me, and I know you've answered me, and I know that I'm saved. Now just raise your hands and praise and thank the Lord, and always worship him by praising and thanking him and giving him all the glory. You know, the Lord says that he inhabits the praises of the saints, and now you become a saint if you accepted the Lord into your heart and soul. All right, now, so Sharon, tell them four different ways on how to receive a copy of program number 237 in the name of Jesus, all paid for, including postage and handling.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Okay, let's all get together, Christians, and let's go onward, Christian soldiers. This is one I sang, and I'd like you to hear it. Onward, Christian soldiers.
National attention has been focused on banner headlines proclaiming Christians are being kidnapped, tortured, committed to mental institutions, accused of brainwashing and mind control. Arise, Christian America. The King is coming. Hold fast. The day of the Lord is here.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the